Welcome along then, Megan and Thomas.
Hello.
Hello.
Where are you from?
We're from Havant.
And you're from a performing arts group, is that right?
Yes, it
we
is.
Are, yes.
It's the Bench Theatre Company, which is based at the Spring in Havant.
How popular is theatre in Havant on the whole? Are people quite keen to come and watch?
Oh, yeah. The arts, the Spring is very, very popular. Do everything across the board. Comedy, just everything. It's really, really good there.
Now, without further ado, what pantomime can be ticked off a list today?
Cinderella!
Cinderella, wonderful. What parts are you playing then, Megan?
I'm the Wicked Queen, the Wicked Witch.
No, that's a really good part.
Cinderella's stepmother. Yeah.
I always think the baddie is quite a good part, isn't it? Cinderella's fantastic. Not the one with the apple, is it? That's...
No, Snow White or Sleeping Beauty. I can't remember.
Snow White.
Cinderella's the one that goes, she shall go to the ball.
That's it, absolutely. And then the three fairies.
No fairies in this one. Fairy godmother, isn't it?
There's just one fairy in this one. It's not quite the same as the Disney film that you might remember.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm thinking Disney rather than traditional pantomime.
Yeah, ours is very traditional.
Because quite a lot does change, doesn't it, between the stage and what you might have seen on a film.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. This is more like the real fairy tale that you might remember of having read when you were little.
There's a lot of influences on the story of Cinderella from across time, and the first one was actually written down by the Brothers Grimm. So it is a very, very old story, but you probably wouldn't recognise it because a lot of the aspects of the story were brought in later, like the glass slipper. It's a very new addition to the story.
Is it really?
It is, yes.
And you would think that is like central to the whole story, really, isn't it?
Yes.
How fascinating. So what about you, Thomas? What are you playing?
Well, I must admit to having the starring role of horse number two in the pantomime. I'm not one of the starring actors in this one.
If you're horse number two... I'm taking it that you're not wearing the horse's head.
I am actually wearing the horse's head.
Right, okay then.
But we call him the rear end of the horse anyway.
All right.
it's a term of affection, I'm led to believe.
But both the horses have heads.
So how long have you been working on this production then as a company?
Since September?
Yeah, the play was selected in the summer. And we've been working on it up until... The auditions, which were...
The auditions at the beginning of September.
We went to
rehearsals the end of September.
As a company, then, that does lots of different types of productions, do you find that people are quite keen to do a pantomime at Christmas, or do you have to talk them into it a bit?
I think people are very keen. This is the first time we've done an actual pantomime. Before, we've done things like Wind in the Willows, sometimes a bit off-the-wall things like His Dark Materials, which I know isn't very Christmassy. It's the first time the Bench have done a pantomime for a long time.
Brilliant.
It's a new... production as well. It's a newly written pantomime.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is.
I couldn't help
Look
it. Look
behind
sorry.
You.
Why? No, it sounds like it's going to be great fun.
Yeah.
How many people can you get into the theatre? Whereabouts is it you're going to be, sorry?
Havant. Spring. It's very easy to find. East Street, Havant. The theatre holds 120. I think they're putting a few more rows for this because we will sell out. We're selling out as it is.
Excellent.
There's 25 people in the cast.
Okay.
And a few people backstage as well because we need them.
Music, singing, dancing?
It's not, actually. It's not a musical one.
There are some very exciting sound effects. There's lots of music being played, but I think we're sticking to the acting, leaving the singing to the
sound effects are almost a part within themselves, but the kids will love it because there's fairy wands and crowns and things being sold in the foyer.
Oh,
so
lovely.
They can go in all looking pretty, all little girls. The kids will love it. There's lots of baddies in it as well.
That's what you want, though, isn't it? I always think that the best character to play is the baddie or the rear end of the horse,
Thomas, not to leave you out.
That's why we got chosen to come to see you today.
Just finally, before I let you go, what's the best thing about this pantomime? Why should you come and see it?
Because I'm in it.
There you go.
I'll go for, I think, the actors and the script come together wonderfully in a great production, which is really, really family-friendly.
Super trooper. Great to meet you both. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Being part of Panto Bingo this afternoon. It was, of course, Cinderella. If you've got that on your list, tick it off. Just for fun, remember, no prizes. If you want to go and see Cinderella, though, Saturday the 11th and Sunday the 12th of December, you've got a 2:30 performance. 18th of December, 11:30 a.m. and 3 p.m. So good if you've got the children around. Same goes for Sunday the 19th at 2:30. And then it's on in the evenings, Friday the 10th and Saturday the 11th of December at 7:30. 7:30 is the time as well for Wednesday the 15th to Friday the 17th of December. Did I get that all right?
Yeah,
you did.
Well, fantastic.
I'm glad you said that, not me.
There you go. You're welcome. I'll stick more information up on the Katie Martin Show Facebook page as well.